Once there was a boy named Jake who lived in a village far away from the city. He lived with his parents, his little brother, and his grandfather. Jake's grandfather was a very wise man. Many people from the village came to him for advice. But Jake had a big problem. He was extremely lazy. He always postponed his tasks. If he had work to do today, he'd push it to tomorrow. Then he'd delay it again the next day. Day by day, his tasks piled up, and later he would feel regret. Even in school, it was the same. While his friends moved forward, Jake was falling behind. No matter how much his dad scolded him, he didn't change. So finally, his dad asked Jake's grandfather to help him. The wise grandpa started thinking, "How can I help this boy change his bad habit?" One day, he came up with an idea. He called Jake and gave him a small black stone. He said, "Jake, keep this stone. This is not just an ordinary rock. It's a special magic stone. If you rub it against iron, the iron will turn into gold. I'm giving it to you. You can turn as much iron into gold as you want and become rich. I'll be away for one day. I'll return tomorrow evening, and then I'll take the stone back." Before leaving, Grandpa said, "Remember, you only have until tomorrow evening." Jake was so excited. He thought, "Wow, I have a magic stone. I can make lots of gold now. I have plenty of time. I'm going to be rich." Then he asked himself, "Where can I find iron?" He thought, "I'll go to the market tomorrow morning and buy some scrap iron. Then I'll make gold." It was evening by then. Jake thought, "Let me eat and go to sleep now. I'll start everything tomorrow." He ate dinner and went to bed, dreaming of being a rich man. The next morning he said, "There's still time until evening. Let me have breakfast first, then I'll go to the market." After breakfast, he started feeling a bit sleepy. He thought, "Let me rest for a while, then I'll go." So he lay down again and fell asleep. When he finally woke up, the sun was almost setting. Jake quickly jumped up and rushed out to go to the market. But as he opened the door, he saw Grandpa had already come back. Grandpa took the black stone from him and said, "Your time is over." Jake started crying and begged, "Grandpa, please give me a little more time. I just want to make a little bit of gold." But Grandpa shook his head and said, "Lazy people can't achieve anything in life. You had a full 24 hours. You could have made gold if you wanted. But instead, you wasted your time being lazy. And now, I can't let you keep the stone for even one more moment. This is your punishment. People who don't value time achieve nothing in life." Jake stood there with his head down. He understood. He had missed a golden opportunity just because of his laziness. But now, he had learned a lesson. He promised his grandpa, "I will never be lazy again. I'll use my time wisely." In this story, Jake had more than 24 hours to go to the market. But a task that would take only 30 minutes didn't get done, even in a whole day. He kept saying, "I'll do it later, I'll do it later." And then time ran out. That's just like real life. We often delay our work. "Let me nap first. I'll do it tomorrow." But that tomorrow never comes. So if you want to do something, do it now. Time doesn't wait for anyone. If you don't value time, time won't value you either. That's why, always give your tasks a deadline. You'll see, you'll finish them faster. Or tell yourself, "I'll do this for just 2 minutes." You'll see, that small start will carry you forward. If you feel this story should reach more people, please like and share the video. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to stay with us. I'll be back again with another inspiring story. Till then, be patient, be thankful, and keep moving forward in life.